أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعاد الله من يومنا هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. صدق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah An-Naml and the verse is verse number 20. And before I read the translation, I want to give you some background so you can understand the translation. Prophet Solomon, Allah gave him the kingdom over jinn and human being and birds and birds, you know. So they all used to be in front of him, you know, and he used to watch them, you know, because, and they had the groups that they could not meet with each other. They were in groups and they used to be there and they used to follow some orders, right? So he saw that that hoopoe was missing, that bird, hoopoe bird. So now he says something about it, and the translation was like that. He reviewed the birds and he said, why do I not see the hoopoe? Are he absent? Because the hoopoe was not there. And he questioned about hoopoe, where is he? Is he absent? Then what he says about it? لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْهَبَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَتِّيَنِي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Now he says that I will surely punish him with a severe punishment, or I will surely behead him unless he brings a clear excuse. See, he was supposed to serve him and he gave three options to Hoopoe. Either he'll be punished, or he'll behead him, or he's to bring a clear excuse. Brothers and sisters, he was doing with the order of Allah this kind of decree because he was Allah's prophet. How we'll face Imam Azamah with all this kind of sins? We should repent to Allah so much that how we'll face him with our sins? Because Imam Azamah is Allah's hujjah. We always ask for him to come sooner, but we should clean ourselves before we meet him. Or how we'll face death with our all these sins? We have to purify ourselves because our sins are so much. We pray to Allah that Allah forgive our sins with the barakah of this Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, we cannot save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have done so much oppression on ourselves and other people. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance to not sin anymore. فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحطت بما لم تحط به وجدتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين. Then he, then the translation goes like this, because Hoopoe comes and he talks to him, and the translation goes like that. He did not stay for long and said, I have align us something which you have not aligned on, and I have brought you from Sheba a definite report. And who came and told Solomon, Prophet Solomon, that I know something which you don't know, and I have brought you some news from Sheba, that was Yemen, you know, and she was the queen of that was Yemen, from Sheba, a definite report. He said that I bring a report from the kingdom of Sheba. A definite report. And what he says, Inni wajadtum ra'atan tamlikuhum wa utiyat min kulli shay'in wa laha arshun azim. And what he says about that that kingdom, he says further, I found a woman ruling over them, and she has been given everything, and she has a great throne. So that he said that in the land of Sheba, I saw a woman who is ruling them, and she has everything. Means It means that in his great kingdom, she got everything, you know, the people and the crops and the treasures and the army. And especially she has a great throne because she sits on that throne. And then further he says, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدُّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And what he says further, Hupu, I found her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah. When Satan has made their deeds seem decorous to them, thus he has barred them from the way of Allah, so they are not guided. See, he said that they are worshipping sun. And herself and her people are worshipping sun instead of Allah and prostrating to sun. You know, sun doesn't know that somebody is prostrating. And they and these idols worshippers do the same thing. Idols don't know what's going on because they have no life. Same thing is for the sun. But what he said, Satan has made that deed seems decorous to them. Thus he has barred them from the way of Allah. And so they are not guided. Brothers and sisters, Satan makes our bad deeds to good deeds. You know, that's why very important that some people develop their own beliefs and aqidah, you know, beliefs, without understanding Quran properly, and without understanding jurisprudence properly, and without understanding proper hadith, and they go into their own whims of satanic whispers, because Satan says, no, this is right. So very important to listen to scholars, it's very important to read Quran and hadith so that you are guided from Allah. Otherwise, Satan makes your bad deeds to good. Oh, this is right. Because it's Satan who is telling you. Unless you are always with glued to Quran and glued to the faith and scholars, then you are not misguided by Satan. Otherwise, he'll make your bad deeds to good deeds. Allah yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju khaba. خباف السماوات والأرض ويعلم ما تخفون وما تعلنون. Now what he says, who for the he talks about Allah in front of everybody. So that they do not prostrate themselves to Allah, who brings out the hidden in the heavens and the earth, and he knows whatever you hide and whatever you disclose. Now who is describing the greatness of Allah, that who Allah is. Allah is the one who brings something from hidden. Like non-existence. At one time, this universe was not there, right? Allah brought this universe which we see today, right? So Allah brings something from hidden to existence, and He knows what we hide and what we disclose. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was praising Allah, how Allah is and why you should prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azeem. Now I further praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who poor says what? Allah, there is no God except Him, is the Lord of the great throne. See, because first He was praising the queen's throne, now He says that there was a throne of queen which Asa, but now He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says Allah, there is no God except Him, and He's the Lord of great throne. Arshil Azeem. Arshil Azeem is Allah's central command to the whole universe. That's Arshil Azeem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what He was talking about. That He is the Lord of the great throne. Qala sananzur asadaqatta am kunta minan kaadibin. When He said that, Suleiman answered. Prophet Suleiman answered. What He said? He said, we shall see whether you are truthful or if you are one of the liars. When Hupu lectured and said all these things, Suleiman said, we'll test it, what you're saying is right or wrong. Then, idhab bi kitabi hada fa alqiya ilayhim thumma tawallaw anhum fanzur madha yarji'un. Then, take this letter of mine and deliver it to them, then draw away from them and observe what they return. Because he writes a letter and says, take this letter and drop it out there and then observe what they return. See what they return. So he writes a letter. When the queen gets the letter, what she says? قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So when she gets the letter, what she says? She said, "Oh, elite, indeed a noble letter has come delivered to me. It is from Solomon, and it begins in the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful." So she says that a noble letter has been delivered to her. Why she calls this letter noble? Because she said it is from Solomon. Why? She respected Solomon. Why? Solomon was famous all over the world because he was a great prophet and a great king. Allah gave him a lot of power. So everybody respected him. And then what she says, because it says, in the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. So she was a polytheist, but she believed in Allah. Just like, you know, like today's polytheists, like Hindus, they believe in Ishwar, or Parameshwar, or Paramatma. What is that? Is what they believe, that there are gods, but he's the god of all the gods. So they believe him, but they make partners with him, right? So she believed in God too, you know, and that's why she said that it says Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So it says noble letter because it's from the Suleiman, the great man, and the, from God, you know. These polytheists, they respected God, but they only worshipped those small gods, you know, because they thought he's beyond the reach, you know. Same thing if you go to India, you never see people worshipping Ishwara Paramatma, they worship some idols, like some gods, other gods. Allah Ta'alu alayya wattuni muslimin. Do not defy me and come to me in submission. So what that letter wrote? The letter wrote, do not defy me and come to me in submission. So Prophet Solomon just wrote a letter straight to the point. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then he said, don't be defiant and come submitting to me, because he challenged the polytheism, not respecting to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, he was a prophet sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his job was to invite people towards Islam and to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And also he was a great king. He has the power, right? So he used his power to make people submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So that's what he said, that I am the prophet, I am the king, Allah gave me power, and you give up your polytheism and come submitting to one God. قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. So then she asked her elites. Now I read the translation. She said, O member of elite, give me your opinion concerning my matter. I do not decide any matter until you are present. Because she was worried about this letter, because there was a challenge in that letter. She was seeing the war coming, right? So she says that I don't see any matter, I don't decide any matter until you are present, right? قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك فانظري ماذا تأمرين. So what they said, the knights, elites, they said, we are powerful and possess a great mind, but it is up to you to command, so see what you will command. Because they are very powerful people, you know. So those elites said that we are very powerful. Ulu Qubwati means very powerful army, and Ulu Baksi means we are very furious. We have a lot of ferocity, a great mind. But they said that we all got all that, but it is up to you to command, so that what you will command. Means they are ready to fight, but with your command. That's what, see how obedient they were, you know. We feel bad for the operation of the way, you know. See how they were following the command of the queen. And what Muslims did after Prophet's demise, they left Al-Bayt. Prophet said on the Ghadir that after me, Ali is my successor, and the Muslim left Imam Ali, right? That's why we see today the chaos in the Muslim world, you know. Never were obedient to Ahlul Bayt, you know. They said that we love Ahlul Bayt, but they were never obedient to Ahlul Bayt. Look at them, how obedient they were to the Queen of Sheba, right? And look at Muslims, they claim to respect Ahlul Bayt, but they were never obedient, except a small group. That's why we are seeing all this chaos in Muslim world becoming the slave of Tawhid, superpowers. Huh? قالت ان قلوب اذا دخلوا قريه افسدوها وجعلوا عزت اهلها اذله وكذلك يفعلون. When they said that it's all up to you to decide, they give all power to queen, then she started wondering, you know, she starts sensing the war. So what she said, indeed, when kings enter a town, they devastate it and reduce the mightiest of the people into the most abased. That's how they act. She was worried that if they fight with them, they want to come and destroy the town, and they will disgrace the noblest people, mightiest people like queen and elites and all that. Then she wants to take a path in between. She doesn't want to give up to Suleiman, and she doesn't want to fight with him either. So she tries to take a middle path. And what is that? وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Now what she says, I will send them a gift and I shall see what the envoys bring back. So that she tries to play around, you know. She sends an expensive gift and see that what response she gets from Solomon. Right? She didn't accept Islam and she didn't want to do war, so she was playing around between, you know. She wants to test the water, right? So she said, I'm going to send a gift and see how, what news I get from Solomon, right? See how much arrogant she was herself, that when she said, "Inni Mursilu ilayhim bihadiyatin," that I'm going to send them gift. She even didn't name the Prophet Suleiman because she thought she's so big, you know. So she just said, "I'm going to send them a gift." You know, it's like a great queen, you know. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانُ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا آتَاكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ. When Suleiman alayhi salam got the gift, what he said? So when he came to Solomon, he said, "Are you aiding me with wealth? What Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. Rather, you are exultant over your gift." He got upset. He said, "What, you want to help me with money?" Yeah? And he said that whatever Allah gave me is more than what He gave to you. And then he said that one disgusting thing is that you are trying to not listen to me and trying to give me gift. And the worst thing is that you are so proud of giving me gift, as if I need your gift. Yeah? Because your mind is in material world. Right? Then he says to the person who brought the news, irji'a ilayhim falanatiyannahum bi junudillah qibla lahum biha wala nukhrijannahum minha azillatan wa hum sa'irun. Go back to them, for we will come at them with hosts which they cannot face, and we will expel them from it abased, and they shall be degraded. He threatened them. Then go back, and I am going to bring the host which you cannot deal with, and will throw you out of the land, being degraded, because you did not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not doing for himself. He was just doing for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, now this is the difference between King Solomon was a prophet, and other kings. Other kings attack people for their own might and their own ego. Prophet Solomon did not do that. He wanted to spread monotheism in the world for the sake of Allah, not for him. Kala ya ayur malu malau ayyukum yattiyani bi arshiha qabla ayyatuni muslimin. See, there her throne was very symbolic because she was trying to rule with the throne showing off. So what Solomon says to his colleagues who was with him, he said, "Oh, elite, which of you will bring me her throne before they come to me in submission?" He was in Palestine and she was in Yemen. How far it is. And he wanted to show his power. And he says to his elites who was sitting next to him, "Which of you bring her throne before they come to me in submission?" He knew that they are going to come to submission, but I want to bring her throne, which is the sign of her power, before she comes so that she becomes humble. Kala ifritum min al jinni ana atihi ka bihi qabla an taqumu min maqamik wa inni alayhi qawiyun amin. So there was a jinn sitting there. So now I read the translation. In ifrit means like giant. In afraid from the jinn said, "I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. Indeed, I have the power for it and trustworthy." So Allah is showing the power of the jinn, you know, that he was such a big giant jinn. He said that I can lift that throne because I'm so powerful. And I'll bring so quick before you disperse your meeting place. I'll bring it before you rise from your place. Means it will be so fast. And he says, "Indeed, I have the power for it and I am trustworthy." That's what he said. See the power of jinn, how powerful they are. And Allah made our jinnah to submission to Prophet Solomon. Now, what goes further, you know? قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٍ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَوْلًا أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ ثَرْفُكَ فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقَرًّا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Then the translation goes like that. The one who had knowledge of the book said, "I will bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye." So when he saw it set near him, he said, "This is by the grace of my Lord to test me if I give you. I will give thanks or to be ungrateful. And whoever gives thanks only for his own sake. And whoever is ungrateful, my Lord is indeed all sufficient, all generous." MashaAllah. So there was a person sitting there among elite who was, and the detail is that there was Asif ibn Barqiya, who was his successor. And Allah says that he was the one who was given knowledge from the book. So he said that, "I'll bring the throne before the twinkling of the eye." From where? From thousands of miles away. From Yemen to Palestine, before twinkling of the eye. And Solomon saw the throne right there. And when he saw the throne right there, he said, "This is the grace of my Lord to test me. If I give thanks, I'll be ungrateful." He said that this is Allah's grace, that Allah gave us so much power that the throne, mighty throne, came in the twinkling of the eye. And Allah wants to see me. See, if I thank him, I'm ungrateful. He says that whoever gives thanks only for his own sake, and whoever is ungrateful, then my Lord is all sufficient, all generous. Right. So Asif ibn Barqiya was his successor, and Prophet Solomon asked him to bring the throne because Prophet Solomon had the power to do the same thing, right? Because he was the prophet, But he wanted to show the knowledge of his successor after his passing away, so that people know who Asif is, so that they can obey Asif. So he showed his power, you know. Same way Prophet ﷺ showed the power of Mullah Ali and Khadija Khum, so that people don't get deviated. But how people left him, you know. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that Allah has 73 great names. Asif has given only one name, and because of that one name, he showed that power. And then Imam said that we have 72 names of Allah. See the power of Imams, which we of Ahlul Bayt. And he said that Allah has only one name which he keeps to himself, which is to know his knowledge of unseen. Others name Allah gave it to us. Now Meza and discuss very well a couple of things, okay. So in this verse comes ay yartad ilayka tarfuk, means that twinkling of the eye, before twinkling of the eye. What does it mean? Mizan says means when you see something and you comprehend in your mind what you saw, it's a split of second, that's what it is about. You see something and you understand what it is about, the split of second. That much time he took it to bring that throne. Now how he brought that throne? Because Allah says that he has some knowledge of the book, right? Mizan says it means that Asif had a connection to Allah so much that Allah accepted his dua and Allah brought with his mind. That was what it's all about. That's what it was about. And Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says that it means that earth was rolled up for him. That earth was rolled up for him and he just brought the throne. Right, because of his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave him power. So that was the power of Asif ibn Barqiya. Now you can understand when Imam Mahdi comes, what kind of power he'll come with. And Jibreel will be with him. And the believers will be with him. So that was the kingdom of Sulaiman, which we are reading, you know. But that was the kingdom Sulaiman asked that Allah give me a kingdom which nobody will get after me. And that was his call of Sulaiman. But Imam Hussain call was different, you know. When Imam Hussain was born, the news of his Shahadat came, you know. And Imam Hussain was accepted his Shahadat, you know. And he was so happy with his Shahadat. He accepted Shahadat and was waiting for Shahadat all his life. And he preferred Shahadat over any kingdom. And you see the kingdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Lisa, nobody talks about Solomon's kingdom anymore. You don't see his kingdom anymore. But you see kingdom of Hussain alayhi salam, every Muharram, that every town, every village, in all over the world now. Now, the Hussain is everywhere in the world. You remember Hussain, that he rules on the heart. This is the kingdom of Hussain alayhi salam, that he rules on the heart. And he gave his Shahadat to train people, to train the believers, to assist the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last Hujjah, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, you know, so that that it can help establish the kingdom, the hukumat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is Hussain. This is Hussain. We cry for Hussain. We remember Hussain alayhi salam, and we want to be part of the struggle of Imam Hussain alayhi salam with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his appearance. Alhamdulillah, qawma zalimin, alhamdulillah bil alamin.